在1月底，1月26号，我妈妈被确诊了，有新冠病毒。
When it comes January 26th, my mom was diagnosed to be confirmed to have COVID-19.
听到这个消息，我简直快崩溃了。
Upon hearing this news, I almost collapsed.
一个原因是我妈妈快80岁了。
And one primary reason is because she was almost 80 years old.
所以听了很多新闻都说老年人一进去就出不来。
And I've heard so many bad news is that older people does not check out a hospital once they went in.
所以我紧张的都完全失控了。
I was so nervous that I was out of control.
那但神在我的生命上要有所改变。
Yet, without knowing God was about to change me in my life.
为了让我能够更合神心意。
So that I can be more fit to his heart.
更有一颗愿意的心。
And have a more willing heart toward him.
来体验神给我的恩典及怜悯。
To experience the mercy and grace God has planned for me.
更是经历十字架上。
And encourage me on the cross.
那真实与主直接的交流。
That direct communication and relationship with the Lord.
及横跨的那个肢体的互动。
And also the interaction with members of body horizontally.
当这件事情发生的时候。
When this unfortunate thing occurred.
全教会的肢体弟兄姐妹。
And members of our church.
无论在食物上药物上。
And regardless it's in an area of food or medicine,
都像消防队员一样急速的提供给我们。
They all acted like a first responder, fire department, rushed to provide materials for our family.
而且各个小组。
And so many cell groups of our church,
也都支持用神的话来支持我安慰我。
Try to comfort me and support me with the word of God.
其中美少也曾经提醒我很多话，借着主的话告诉我很多次。
And Sister Michelle remind me of the word of God several times.
我就如说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱，必须完全，所以我更喜欢自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。这是在哥林多后书12章9节。
For example, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, it says, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
那信望爱小组的张静组长。
And the group leader of Faith, Love, and Hope, Sister Chan.
她每天都会给我们一段每日背经的经节。
She always sent to us a Bible verse to memorize every day.
其中在我这么难过的时候，我就看到一句。
And when I was very sad, I saw a passage sent by her.
你们要呼唤我，呼求我，祷告我，我就应与你们的。
And you will seek me and cry out to me, and I will answer you.
是耶利米书29章13节。
It's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
另外还有一位姊妹云烟也告诉我了。
And also, Sister 云烟 sent me something.
要等候耶和华，当坚固壮胆你的心。
She reminded me to wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart.And wait for the Lord.
27章14节。
That's in Psalms 27:14.
还有毕秋节每日灵修也都很有的经文也都很有帮助。
And the Bible verses in the daily devotion sent by Beatrice helped me a lot too.
所以我们教会在肢体上的建造是非常非常非常的合作无间。
And the edification from members of our church are just seamless.
而且因为有这些经节天天都有在供应。
and because they provide the word of God to me on a daily basis.
所以我就有地方可寻神的安慰。
Therefore, I can seek God's comfort.
然后在我个人上面
And personally,
自己与神的关系也更亲近了。
My relationship with God has become closer.
因为我也是一个很容易慌紧张的人。
I'm a person who gets anxious easily.
但是神却给我了平安。
But God has given me peace.
他让我看到一个悔改的祷告。
And God showed to me the importance of a repentance prayer.
晚上我跪下跟神求。
Therefore, I kneel down and pray to God one night.
我愿意改变。
Telling him that I am willing to change.
愿意做一个合神心意服从神的子女。
I want to become a person who is after God's own heart and be submissive child of God.
我知道这不容易。
I know it is not an easy thing to do.
而且面对很多挑战。
And I will face many challenges for that.
但我一次一次告诉他我有一颗愿意的心。
But time after time, I told God that I have a willing heart.
我信，因信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
I believe, for faith is the substance of things I hope for, and also the assurance of things I have not seen.
希伯来书十一章一节。
As quoted from Hebrews 11:1.
然后我的神说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是那赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
And the Lord says, I know my plans for you. It is plan to prosper you, not to harm you.
耶利米书29章11节到13节。
That's from book of Jeremiah 29 verses 11 and 12.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
And you will seek me and find me.
你们寻求若专心，特别是专心寻求我的，就必寻见。
And if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me.
那在这个过程之后
，And in this learning process,
我回想神的恩典
，I recall the grace of God.
这次不仅是我妈妈本身。被确诊。
Not only my mom was confirmed to have COVID-19 this time.
我弟弟，我妹妹，还有我。
My younger brother, my younger sister, myself.
甚至我儿子住在彭蒙娜家也被我传染了，因为我回去休息了一天。
And my son living in Pomona's home, contacted.
然后，但是神却全部的医治我们家的每一个人。
And they all got COVID-19, including myself. But by God's amazing grace, we were all healed.
然后平安带过我们走过这个危机。
And he brought us out of this crisis peacefully.
而且他更是保守了我的先生 Sam。
And also, especially, God protected my husband, Sam.
因为他知道他是我们家的经济来源。
Because God knows that he is the only source of finance of our household.
所以他在这个往返的运货中间，神保守他没有任何感染。
While he was busy delivering materials between the two houses, thank God that he did not contract COVID-19.
我真的要数算神的恩典。
I have to count God's grace.
他有太多的恩典，天天与我同在。
Which is abundant and with me on a daily basis.
我学到祷告不是有事才求他。
I learned that I should not pray when I have a need.
事实上，我们是要天天求告他的。
But I should seek his face every day.
更奇妙的是我80岁高龄的妈妈。
Even more marvelously is that my 80-year-old mom,
她从入院我们并没有经过人家所谓的等待。
We didn't have to wait at all when she checked into the hospital.
然后就直接进了隔离病房。
She was sent directly into the quarantine cells.
很多人都出不来。
And a lot of people never left the hospital.
结果她在七天后就出来了。
But my mom was released in 7 days.
而且回来的七天都吃得很好。
And she ate quite well after she returned home.
所以七天后她开始可以用 walker, 她扶的那个助行器开始走路。开始做他要做的一点点小家事。
And after 7 days,she was actually able to use her walker to do some minor housework.
这都是全能主耶稣可以做的。
This is all done only by our Almighty Lord.
因为主说凡有血气的我是凡有血气的神岂有我难成的事吗
Because God said, I am the Lord.The God of all the mankind. And
耶利米书三十二章耶利米三十二章二十七节。
And that's from Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27.
最后我要来谢谢我的先生 Sam.
And at the end, I want to thank my husband Sam.
更要感谢神给我这样的一个先生在这次能够全力的支持我。
And I want to thank my husband who has been fully supportive during this time.
将所有的赞荣耀与赞美归给主。
I give all the glory and praise to our God.
Amen.
Amen. Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天我来分享我和主的故事。
I'd like to share with you the story between the Lord and me.
我来美最大的得着就是信了这个又真又活永永远远的主耶稣基督。
The greatest harvest I have received after coming to the Lord is that I obtained this true and living Lord Jesus.
靠着主的看顾我度过了艰难的新移民生活。
And by his protection and caring,I was able to go through the difficult new immigrant's life.
主除去了我的焦虑。
The Lord removed my anxiety.
担负了我的重担。
And carried my burden.
赐平安的心给我。
And he has given me a peaceful heart.
刚来美时我去成人学校学英文。
When I first came to this country, I went to adult school to learn English.
有一天同学带我去他的教会。
One time, a classmate took me to her church.
很奇妙在我还不认识主的时候。
And marvelously, I didn't know the Lord at the time.
主就在我身上做工。
But the Lord worked on me.
第一次听到他们唱赞美诗。
I heard them singing praises.
我的眼泪止不住地流下来。
And I just stopped tears from coming down.
我当时很难为情。
I was quite embarrassed at the time.
不明白为什么我会流泪。
I did not know why I was crying.
后来这位姊妹在为我买车的时候向主祷告，我又流泪了。
And later on, I need to buy a car. This Christian sister prayed with me, and I cried again.
那时我连圣经是什么都不明白，也没读过。
At the time, I didn't know what Bible was about, neither have I read it.
主开启了我的眼，柔软了我的心。
The Lord opened my eyes and softened my heart.
我知道这不是忧伤的泪。
I know that wasn't tears of sorrow.
这是被主感动、平安、喜乐的眼泪。
But a tear that's peace and joy.Prompted by the Lord himself.
我在这位姊妹的带领下信靠了主。
At the help of this female Christian, I came to trust the Lord.
这么多年我只要一唱赞美诗。
And after so many years, whenever I sing a hymn of praise,
我的眼泪就止不住地流。
My tear was just come naturally.
我知道这是我的新生命在灵里与主交通。
I realize this is the fellowship of in the spirit with my Lord.
我要感谢亲爱的主。
I want to thank my dear Lord.
是主的宝血洗刷了我的罪。
Because his precious blood has washed my sins away.
使我可以坦然无惧地来到主面前。
So I can come to the Lord with confidence.
后来我在找工作时信靠主。
And later on, I learned to trust the Lord when I look for a job.
主也给我预备了工作。
And the Lord has prepared for me a job.
当时找到一个收银员的工作。
At the time, I was interviewing for a cashier's position.
去面试时，超市经理给了我一份蔬菜、水果等的代码单。
When I applied for the job, the manager gave me a long list of the barcodes for different products in the supermarket. He asked me to memorize them and come for a test.
我很认真地按顺序全背会了。
Very diligently, I memorized them all in sequence.
考试那天，我因为紧张，有些答错了。
And on the test day, I was too nervous and I made some mistakes.
感谢主，他们让我第二天再来考一次。
But thank the Lord, they asked me to come back for a test another time.
第二天我开车到停车场停下来。
So I returned the next day and I drove to the park and I parked in the parking lot.
心里很胆怯。
I was very afraid.
我让女儿陪我一起在车上向主祷告。
So I asked my daughter to pray with me in the car.
我说主啊，这个工作是你为我预备的。
I said, Lord, this is a job that you have prepared for me.
求主添加添我的力量。
So please give me strength.
求主给我智慧。
And give me wisdom.
让我的回答都是正确的。
So that I can provide the correct responses.
祷告完我就进去考试并通过了。
So after the prayer, I went to take the test and I passed.
第三天我就正式上班了。
I was able to go to work on the third day.
我知道在人不能成的事在主都不是难事。
And I know to men things are impossible, but with God everything is possible.
我唯有信靠主。
All I need to do is to trust me.
2020年对每一个人来说都是不容易的。
Year 2020 hasn't been easy for everyone.
在这一年我经历了搬家和身体上的病痛折磨。
And in year 2020, I'd experienced moving from one place to the other and also some physical illness.
2020年初女儿你准备搬家。
In the beginning of 2020, my daughter and son-in-law wanted to move.
他们每天下班就在网上找房子，周末去看房子。
So every day they would be look up on the edge looking for a new place after work, and also they would visit those possible options every weekend.
每次都失望而归。
Every time they came home disappointed.
我就让女儿和我一起向主祷告。
Therefore, I invited my daughter to pray together.
奇迹发生了。
And the miracle happened.
之前他们很满意的一个房子被别人先选去了。
Because there was this house they both liked very much, but was gotten by another person.
后来那人审核，信用审核没通过。
But then that applicant failed the credit check.
物业公司问女儿他们要不要。
So the realty called my daughter and son-in-law back to see if they still wanted the place.
女儿他们赶紧去把这个房子合同签了。
And immediately they just signed a contract.
二月初我们从西好莱坞搬到了塔斯汀。
So in the beginning of February 2020, we moved from West Hollywood to Tustin.
我们搬家后疫情就严重了。
And the pandemic became very serious after we moved.
我们之前住的西好莱坞疫情最严重。
And the pandemic condition of West Hollywood was very severe.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
是主帮助了我们。
For he has helped us.
主是我的盾牌。
He is my shield.
主是我的保惠师。
And my comforter.
女儿女婿的工作也因为我们向主祷告。而没有换工作。
And also we prayed to the Lord, so he was able to help my daughter and my son-in-law to keep their job even after we moved.
主听了我们的呼求。
And the Lord listened to our prayer.
给了我们应许。
Gave us his promise.
四月份我又得了肩周炎。
And in April 2020, I started suffering frozen shoulder.
整个左后背左肩膀痛得不能睡觉。
And I experienced severe pain on my left shoulder and left back.
因为疫情也不敢去看医生。
And because of the pandemic, I dare not to visit a doctor.
我就天天向主祷告。
So I pray to the Lord every day.
求主医治。
Ask for his healing.
求主减轻我的痛苦。
And reduce my pain.
一周后我可以睡觉了。
A week later, I was able to sleep.
一个月后我的后背不痛了。
A month later, my left back stopped, all the pain.
现在胳膊虽然还有一点痛。
Even my left arm still has some pain at this point.
但我仍然向主祷告。
But I continue to pray to my Lord.
求主彻底治愈我。
Ask him to completely heal me.
2020年虽然是个大灾年。
Year 2020 is a year of big disaster.
但我因为信靠了主。
But because I trust the Lord.
所有的事都求主做主。
And in everything, I ask him to be the master.
所有的烦恼和重担我都交托给主。
And I turn all my trouble and my anxiety and burdens to him.
心里充满了平安喜乐。
I'm able to have peace and joy.
求主在我们家做主。
And may the Lord continue to be the Lord of our house.
谢谢主让我经历了主的同在。
And I thank him for allowing me to experience his presence.
我只有更加谦卑地来到主面前。
I can only humbly to come to him.
认真读主的话。
And read his words diligently.
走主的路。
And walk on his way.
感谢赞美我爱的主耶稣基督。
I want to thank and praise my dear Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
弟兄姊妹大家好，我是蕾蕾弟兄。
Peace to brothers and sisters, I am brother Lele.
来自彭莫纳教会。
I am from Pomona Church.
很荣幸今天在这里分享这段时间我属灵的成长。
It's such an honor to share with you my spiritual growth in the past few, I should say last year.
其实是有一点紧张，也有一点惭愧。
I am a bit nervous and also a bit embarrassed.
因为距离上一次向大家分享我的见证已经过去了八年。
Because 8 years have passed since I last shared my testimony with brothers and sisters.
我记得很清楚，当时就是八年前受洗之后。
I remember that was 8 years ago, right after I was baptized.
我听教会弟兄曾分享过灵奶和干粮的区别。
And I've heard people comparing spiritual milk versus solid food before.
一个刚出生的孩童需要吃灵奶，那是正常和可爱的。
It is normal for a newborn babe to be fed on milk.
但是很多年以后，这个孩子还在喝灵奶而不接受干粮，那就是很奇怪的事情了。
But it would be very strange if a baby after 8 years, he is still fed on milk.
八年里我就是这样一个只依赖灵奶而不接受干粮的人。
For 8 years old, I'm just like that. A child who only drinks milk but not solid food.
虽然我常以基督徒自居，也会参加每周的主日聚会。
Even though I regard myself a Christian and attend Sunday churches.
但我从内而外所表现出来的还是救我，那个属肉体的救我。
But the manifestation I have is still my old self life.
总是在抗拒更加亲近主，更加依靠主。
I resist to come closer to the Lord or trust.
我总是跟身边的人说我是一个很小信的人。
I often told people around me that I am a man of little faith.
从一个完全的无神主义者转变为现在肯到教会参加聚会已经是我的极限了。
And being converted from a atheist.Into a Christian who attends Sunday church, I think that is my limit.
所以在这八年里，我很遗憾没有读圣经，没有参加主日以外的其他聚会。
It is very sad to tell you that in the past 8 years, I never really read the Bible or attend a church meeting other than Sunday meetings.
也不会经常祷告主。
And I rarely pray to the Lord.
我能感受到起初所建立的对主的爱，主对我的爱在日渐凋零。
I can sense the love that I had for the Lord or the Lord for me is gradually fading away.
虽然我在这段时间里属灵的生命没有进步，也背离了最初的信念。
Even though in the past 8 years, my spiritual growth pretty much stopped.
但是我依旧能时时感受到主其实就在我的身边，他还是爱我，一直保守我。
I can still sense that the Lord is by my side and he still loves me and he protects me.
这几年里只有在我遇到困难和挫折的时候，我才会想到悄悄一个人来到主的身边。
In the past few years, I will come to the Lord only if I encounter challenges or difficulties. I will come to him quietly.
我喜欢在周日弟兄姊妹们享受爱宴的时候来到楼上清理大厅的地板。
I like to vacuum the chapel's ground when everybody else is eating lunch in the dining hall on Sunday.
其实是我想向主祷告，想求主帮助救我。
I did that because I needed time to pray to the Lord and ask for his help.
因为一直以来没有读圣经，没有学习主的话语，我甚至不怎么会祷告。
I don't know how to pray because I haven't been really pursuing the Lord, or reading the Bible much.
又害怕弟兄姊妹笑话我，所以只能一个人来到主面前。
I was also afraid a brother or sister would ridicule me, so I would just come secretly to the Lord.
我会一个人跪在台上面对着十字架求主原谅我帮助我。
And I will be kneeling down on the platform and facing the cross on the wall and ask for the Lord's forgiveness.
我觉得这样很有用，每次单独祷告，不久后所遇到的困难总会解决。
And it has been very effective every time when I pray like that, and the Lord always helped me to solve my problem.
当危机过去后我又忘记了求主帮助时的虔诚，回到原来的位置。
Yet, every time when the Lord helped me out in my crisis, and I would just forget about everything and return to my old self.
依旧不肯费力亲近主，跟随主。
I still didn't want to take time to come close to the Lord.
我曾经从事卡车行业六年。
I have been a truck driver for 6 years.
在这六年里我经历了太多太多的危险。
And in those 6 years, I have experienced a lot of dangers.
我见过暴风雪的残暴，见过公路的两旁都是倒着的卡车。
I've witnessed violent snowstorms and seen a lot of huge trucks got flipped by the roadside.
见过看不见路面的沙尘暴。
And I also have drove through the...Sandstorm with low visibility.
53尺满载货物的卡车差点被吹翻在地。
I saw how a 53 long, fully loaded truck pushed away to the roadside, almost got flipped.
见过疯狂的龙卷风，见过让我绝望的洪水。
I've seen crazy tornadoes or flood that brought me despair.
还有不得不穿行在满是闪电和暴雨，还有冰雹的区域，只是为了赶路。
And a lot of times I had to drive through hailstorms, thundering lightning, and a violent rainstorm because I need to keep the schedule.
还要小心翼翼提防撞车或者被撞。
And even during those, I still have to be careful not to hit others or being hit by others.
经历了许多的事情，我一直觉得自己运气太好。
I always consider myself lucky.
总是有惊无险，也总能化险为夷。
Because I encounter dangers like that, but I have been able to go through peacefully.
直到现在，我才知道一切是主在我里面。
But now I realize it was the Lord who abides in me.
他一直爱我，一直做我四围的盾牌。
He loves me continuously, and he has been my shield all around me.
我常常觉得对我这样一个只吃零奶不吃零粮的顽固儿童。
And oftentimes I feel someone like me, who only wants to drink milk and always being stubborn.
主，我实在配不上这份恩典。
Laura, I say I'm not worthy of grace like that.
疫情期间，我的生活有了很大的变化。
And my life had experienced a lot of changes during the pandemic.
性情更是有了巨大的改变。
And so is my personality.
这段时间我一直待在家里，希望疫情快快过去。
And I had to stay home during pandemic and hoping it will go away fast.
这一等就是一年。
Yet, before I know it, a year has passed.
在家待久了，伴随着工作和生活的压力。
After staying home for a long time and because the pressure from finance and home.
我开始进入了每天絮絮叨叨，看什么都不顺眼的状态。
I started to become very nagging. Everything just nothing looks good to me.
我会经常抱怨许多的事情，心里充满了负能量。
And I will complain a lot, and my heart will be full of negative energy.
直到有一天，我和我姊妹因为很小的事情争吵。
One day, I had quarreled with my wife for a very small thing.
坐在沙发上生气的时候。
And I was really upset sitting on my couch.
我抬起头看到了挂在家里的一块牌匾。
And I lifted my head and I saw a pig hang on the wall of my house.
像许多弟兄姊妹一样，我家也有一块基督是我家之主的牌匾。
Just like many of you, we have this plaque saying the Lord is the head of this house.
这块牌匾既熟悉又陌生。
And it's such a familiar, also distant message to us.
因为它在我家已经七年，挂在最显要的位置。
Because this sign has been put up in my house for over 7 years in a very conspicuous space.
我却从未安安静静地看着。
But I never...Look at it quietly.
奇迹的事情发生了。
A miracle happened.
在接下来的日子里，我遇到不顺心的事情。
And after that day, whenever I have some problems,
哪怕是再不舒服、再难过。
And no matter how sad or discomfortable I felt,
只要看到这几个字，这个牌匾。
Only look at the message on this plate.
所有的负面情绪都会消失，所有的困扰都会消失。
All the negative emotion or troubles would go away.
心里充满了感动和平静。
Instead, they are replaced by the prompting of the Lord and peace.
我就对我的姊妹和孩子说。
So I told my wife and child,
如果我再生气和絮絮叨叨
，If I nag again，
你们就可以让我闭上嘴巴去看这几个字。
Or when I get angry again, remind me to look at the message on this decor.
他们尝试了几次，确实非常有效。
And they tried a few times. It really worked.
我真的安静了下来。
I was able to calm down.
我在这段时间里越来越感受到主的存在。
And more I sense the presence of the Lord these days.
也越来越感受到主就在我的里面。
And more I sense that the Lord is inside of me.
我的性情得到了非常大的改变。
And my personality has greatly changed.
主让我越发地看到就我的渺小和虚假的谦卑。
And the Lord is able to reveal to me the smallness and insincere humbleness I have in my flesh.
遇到事情我不再第一时间发泄情绪。
And I learned not to just throw my temper at the beginning of anything.
开始先思考是不是自己的错误。
But I'm able to learn to think, was this happening because of my own mistake?
特别是在教育孩子的方面。
Especially in the regard of teaching my kid.
我总会轻易地论断他，觉得他这不好那不好。
I used to criticize him easily.
觉得他这不好那不好。
And feel that he didn't do well here, he's bad there.
但是主让我看到这是我的错误。
But then the Lord enlightened me that actually it was my own mistake.
孩子的好与不好。
Whether my child is good or bad.
他说的话造不造就。
Whether his words edify others or not.
其实他所行出来的就是父母的样子。
Actually, his words and deeds are just reflection of us, his parents.
主让我发现是我没有做好榜样。
The Lord let me realize that because I have not been a good example for him.
是我没有引导孩子说造就的话。
It is I who hadn't shown example as how to say edifying words.
把责任推给孩子真是毫无道理。
So it is not reasonable to blame my kids for that.
与我的姊妹沟通也是。
In the same way, my communication with my wife.
我不再着急说出一些话伤人的话。
I learned not to rush out of words and hurt her.
有情绪我会默默走开。
Whenever I feel I'm emotional, I will walk away quietly.
等我冷静了以后，我会把我的想法和不舒服的原因发信息给她。
And I will text her or send her a message explaining my feelings and my emotion after I'm able to calm down.
我会请他分析为什么会有这样子的情况发生。
And also, I invite her to analyze the cause of the situation just occurred.
OK, 即使生气了，在很短时间内，我也会调整心态。
Even if I got an ill temper at the moment, I will adjust myself shortly after that.
我会很主动地向他道歉。
And I will apologize.
这就是主让我感受到真实的谦卑和依靠主所得来的好处。
And this is truly the benefit after the Lord teach me what is the genuine humility and also how to rely on him.
我开始觉得生活越来越幸福。
Now I just feel very fortunate every day.
再次感谢主。
And I thank the Lord for that.
也感谢教会弟兄姊妹的鼓励和关心。
Also, I thank the encouragement and loving care from brothers and sisters in our church.
我这迷失多年又未成长的孩子。
And for a child like me who has been lost for years and haven't been growing,
终于还是回到了主身边。
Finally, I return to the side of the Lord.
21年1月4日。
And January 4th of 2021,
感谢主里的姊妹开始带领我和家人成根。
I thank for a sister's help, me and my wife start to doing daily devotion with her.
我们从诗篇开始。
We started from the book of Psalms.
我一步一步亲近主。
Step by step, I learned to draw myself close to the Lord.
在这近两个月跟随主学习主话的日子里。
In this nearly 2 months period of time, learning about the Word of God.
我非常高兴自己有了属灵的成长。
I'm very happy to see growth in the Lord.
我开始主动读圣经。
And I started to read the word on my own.
每天早上起来第一件事。
The first thing I would do every day after I get up.
就是打开圣经诵读当日需要学习的经文。
Is to open up my Bible and read the passage assigned for the day.
并把感动的金句发到群里。
And also share whatever prompted my heart into the chat group.
很高兴我已经坚持了48天。
I'm very thankful I've been able to do that for over 48 days now.
我也开始参加周五的查经聚会以及周日信息后的小组讨论。
Now I attend regularly the Bible study meeting on Friday and also the group discussion on Sunday morning.
在这里听到弟兄姊妹的分享和见证更让我信心加增。
And my faith increased after hearing the fellowship of other brothers and sisters.
我愿一直跟随主生命的道路让自己不致走偏。
I'm willing to follow the Lord on his path of life so that I will not go astray.
最后想和大家分享一节经节。
And at the end, I'd like to share with you a Bible verse.
你必将生命的道路指示我。
And you will show me the path of life.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
And you will fill me with joy in your presence.
在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
With eternal pleasures at your right hand.
诗篇16篇11节。
That's Psalms 16:11.
谢谢大家。
Thank you. Peace to brothers and sisters.
很感恩可以在这里为主做见证。
I'm very thankful that I can testify for the Lord here.
把荣耀归给我们的主。
And to give him all the glory.
感谢主赐予我们 Enoch 这个孩子。
We're so thankful that God has given us baby Enoch.
我们从 Enoch 出生就经历了主。
We have experienced the Lord ever since his birth.
感谢主一直在保守着这个小孩。
And we are so thankful for the keeping grace on him.
现在小 Enoch 一岁半左右。
Now Enoch is about 1.5 years old.
是一个懂事乖巧的小孩。
And he's a very thoughtful and very obedient child.
我们和 Enoch 从他第一次手术就经历了神。
We have experienced God ever since his first surgery.
第一次手术是在2019年6月26日出生后的第二天。
And the first surgery happened the second day after he was born in June
2019. 第二次手术是因为第一次手术没有恢复好。
And because he didn't recover very well from the first surgery,
两周后又动了第二次手术。
So he had a second surgery about 2 weeks after that.
那最后一次手术我们一家人都很平安。
And when it comes to this third surgery, we all felt peaceful about it.
本来最后一次手术是安排在2019年的12月早上。
Which was scheduled to be performed in the morning of one day in December 2019.
因为 Enoch 的胃口非常的好。
And because Enoch had good appetite.
夜里也要吵着喝一次奶。
And even at night, he needs to drink milk.
于是半夜我就给宝宝喝了奶。
Therefore, that night before, I fed him with milk.
导致手术不能进行。
Which caused the delay of the surgery the next day.
因为需要空腹才能做手术。
Because he had to be fasting for quite a few hours before the surgery.
所以医院和我们就重新预约时间。
So we had to reschedule the surgery with the hospital.
去年2020年的2月份。
So we rescheduled to be February of year 2020, last year.
但是快到2月份的时候医院就打电话跟我们说。
And then the hospital called us right before February last year.
因为疫情的原因要推后到6月份。
Because of pandemic, so they had to push or delay the surgery to June last year.
因为现在宝宝是需要吃辅食。
And because the baby was getting start eating solid food.
而且他的胃口真的是非常的好。
And he has great appetite.
医生要求在做手术之前
And the doctor's requirement is prior to the surgery.
要把肠子里面的东西都要排干净。
And he needs to completely empty his stomach and intestines.
就需要做手术的前两天喝电解质。
So we have to put him on a Pedialyte 2 days prior to the surgery.
来排 Enoch 肚子里面的东西。
So that he can empty his entire internal system.
刚开始我们认为 Enoch 不会接受。
Initially, we were worried that Enoch would not accept that kind of treatment.
因为他实在是太爱吃了。
Because he really enjoys eating.
但是我跟 Enoch 说
But I told Enoch,
后天你要做手术。
You're going to have surgery 2 days later.
这两天你只能喝这个水。
So you can only drink Pedialyte these 2 days.
你靠着主耶稣。
You have to rely on Jesus.
你要听话。
And you have to be obedient.
小伊诺这两天真的就乖乖的喝电解质。
And then he just became so obedient in those 2 days, only fed on Pedialyte.
直到做手术的当天。
Till the day of the surgery.
早上起床我们跟小伊诺说。
When we got up in the morning, we told him.
今天你要做手术。
You're going to have surgery today.
你要倚靠着主。
You have to trust the Lord.
你要坚强。
You have to be strong.
本以为他爸爸带着 Enoch 到手术室的时候他会很吵闹。
If we was like expecting he's going to be fussy when his dad brought him to the surgery waiting room.
结果他在病床上乖乖地躺着等待着。
To our surprise, he was very quiet and just sleeping on the bed waiting for his turn.
感谢主赐予我们小 Enoch 平安和勇敢。
We thank the Lord for giving Enoch peace and courage that day.
手术结束后我和小 Enoch 在病床上。
And after the surgery, I lie next to him on the bed, hospital.
他醒过来后看着我。
He woke up and he looked at me.
他很坚强地忍受着。
And he was enduring the discomfort.
靠着主的恩典。
And by the grace of the Lord.
成为一个很勇敢的小孩。
He became a very courageous kid.
我们并没有抱怨。
We did not complain.
没有抱怨主说时间一改再改。
About the constant changing of surgery schedules.
因为我们知道。
Because we know.
主安排的时间是最好的。
The timing arranged by the Lord is the best.
我们很感恩。
We are very thankful for that.
也感谢主在疫情期间保守我们一家。
And also we're thankful that God has kept our entire house during pandemic.
赐予我们工作和收入。
And has given us the opportunity of work and income.
把一切荣耀和感谢都归给主。
We want to give God all the glory and thanks.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我有机会来通过做见证的方式来向他献上感恩。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to offer my thanksgiving through testimony.
在完成本文之前，我一直在踌躇该分享些什么，因为过去的一年中，我经历了数不清的恩典。
And because I have experienced countless blessings in the past year,So when I was preparing for this testimony, I was pondering on what should be the content.
神借着2020年让我的生命发生了很多改变，正如很多弟兄姊妹特别熟悉的那段经文。
And in 2020, God has caused a lot of changes in my life, and just like a Bible verse we are all very familiar with.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
The Lord says, I know my plans for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, so that you may have hope and a future.
在疫情开始之前，我每天都在校园度过，
Before the starting of the pandemic, I passed my life on campus.
疫情的到来导致了学校的关闭，我不得不学习如何更好地照顾自己。
Yet because of the pandemic, our campus was closed, so I had to learn how to take care of myself.
比如说，做饭时，我既要保证营养的摄入，还要避免食物的单调。
For example, cooking alone, I need to make sure I have enough nutrients and also varieties.
这不禁让我联想到出国前母亲是怎么照顾我的，从而对她有了更多的感恩。
I cannot help but remember how my mom used to take care of me, and I really become very appreciative.
在和母亲通电话时，我就有了更多的耐心，并为她祷告，让她更多的认识神。
Therefore, I become more patient when I talk to my mom on the phone, and I appreciate her more, and I will pray for her.
另外，和很多弟兄姊妹一样，疫情的到来让我开始认真思索万物的结局。
And just like many other Christians, I started thinking about the ending of all things.
我开始变得更加警醒。
I have become more alertful.
我不仅每天要按照读经计划来读圣经，给我没信主的父亲祷告，还参加了在线的神学课程来装备自己。
Not only I study the Bible according to a yearly study plan,And also I start to pray for my father who has not come to know the Lord, as well as attending online theology classes.
去年很多中国的留学生经历了回国困难、机票难买、全网课不保合法身份的局面。
And last year, many international students encountered challenges about deciding whether to go back to China and also how hard it is to get a ticket and also worrying about if they have legal status to stay here if their courses are all online.
我很想在五月底毕业后在美国实习。
And when I graduated in May 2020, I wanted to stay in the United States and to continue with internship.
但我父亲宁愿让我买天价机票回国。
Yet my father would rather pay a crazily high prices so that I can fly home.
因为他不认识主，心里没有平安，就不想让我置身于国内媒体所报道的人间地狱中。
Because he does not know the Lord, so he had no peace in his heart, and he did not want me to stay in the so-called hell on earth alleged by media in China.
但是主让我对留在这里感到平安。
But the Lord put peace in my heart about staying in the United States.
我信主的母亲也支持我按照神的感动来做决定。
My mother, who knows the Lord, also has been very supportive about my decision of staying in the States.
神感动我用买这张昂贵的机票的钱多读了半年的研究所，多修了四门课，并在12月中旬顺利毕业。
And the Lord moved me, instead of flying home, to use the cost of the airline tickets to spend on studying four more courses. And so I finished and graduated in December 2020.
神通过这样的方式让我填补了之前在非盈利管理方面的理论知识上的空白，为进入这个行业做好了准备。
And God used this way to help me to equip myself by taking four more classes in the area of managing non-for-profit organizations. So he was preparing me to enter into this industry.
在寻找实习机会时，暂时没有驾照和汽车的我，只能在住处附近寻找机会。
And when I was looking for the internship opportunities, because I do not have a car or a driver license,I could only look for opportunities nearby.
但让我无奈的是，附近的非营利组织不是关门，就是不再招人。
Unfortunately, many non-for-profit organizations have closed or not hiring anymore.
这个时候，主又为我预备了道路。
And at this moment, point in time, God prepared for me another way.
在住处附近上班的在住处附近超市上班的一位白人阿姨听说我在找这样的实习机会，就将我介绍给了她在儿童福利组织工作的一位朋友。
And a Caucasian female neighbor who work in a nearby supermarket heard of my internship situation, so she referred me to her friend who happens to be a leader of a children charity organization.
他的朋友在我和在和我用 Zoom 进行面试之后对我非常满意，就成了我的老板。
And her friend had an interview with me on Zoom, and she was happy with me, so she became my boss.
我就这样开始了在这个组织的工作，到今天已经居家办公五个多月了。
And I start my internship just like that, and I have been working from home for 5 months now.
虽然这暂时是一个没有薪水的实习，但我还是感谢主让我学有所用。
And even though internship is without pay, but I'm very thankful that I can apply what I learned to practice.
我除了努力地干好老板交给我的工作，还主动找老板要工作。
And not only I finish what is assigned to me, I also look for new assignments.
我这样做是为了加快自己在职业能力上的提升。
Because I want to speed up and elevate my ability in this industry.
老板对我的工作态度和工作上的表现也非常认可。
So my boss really appreciate my efforts.
我还不知道主为我预备的最终落脚点是不是这里。
At this point, I'm not sure if this is the ultimate place that God has led me to.
但我坚信，如果不是这里，他肯定为我预备了更好的。
But I know for sure, if this is not the place, God will prepare for me something even better.
因为主不会把次好的给我们。
Because God never give us what's second best, but the best.
只会把上好的赐给他爱的儿女。
But to give us the best because we are his beloved children.
相比十年前大学刚毕业的我，现在的我对未来充满了信心。
I am full of faith in comparison with who I was 10 years ago when I graduated from college.
我的信心不是来源于七年的工作经验，还有我的硕士学位。
And this confidence does not stem from my master degree or 7 years of working experience.
而是来自于对主的保守和看顾的确信。
But my assurance and faith in how God will protect and care for me.
记得那个引荐我的白人阿姨曾半开玩笑半认真地说。
And my Caucasian neighbor,made a joke about it.
Jeff, 你好好干，再有六年我就从超市退休了。
She jokingly said to me, work hard, I will retire from the supermarket job in 6 years.
等我退休了，我就去给你打工。
Once I retire, I will work for you.
我当时就有一种感动。
I was so moved by her comment.
我觉得虽然我总是把自己看得一文不值，但上帝眼里的我是美好的。
Although I consider myself not worthy, but in the eyes of God, I am beautiful.
因为他按照他的形象造了我们。
Because he has created us in his own image and likeness.
他在我们身上有美好的旨意。
And on us, he has a wonderful plan.
我虽然还不知道神要将我引领到何方，但我愿意顺从他的带领。
Although I do not know where God is taking me, but I obey his leading.
就像主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。
Just like the prayer Jesus had in the garden.
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but yours.
我知道无论今后是在美国、中国还是在其他地方工作和生活。
And I know no matter God's taking me to China, the United States, or anywhere else to live and work.
只有走在主的旨意里，才有真正的平安和喜乐。
As long as I walk in His purpose, I will have true peace and joy.
愿弟兄姊妹们一同彼此激励扶持。
May we support and encourage one another, brothers and sisters.
携手走完通往天家的旅程，并共同进入神荣耀的国度。
Let's hold each other's hand to finish the journey and enter into God's glorious kingdom.
感谢主，谢谢大家的倾听。
I thank the Lord and thank you for listening to me.
哈巴谷书第二章第四节，为一人因信得生。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 says, But the just shall live by faith.
哈巴谷书第三章十七节到第十九节。
Chapter 3 verse 17 to 19 says,
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Although the fig tree shall not blossom,Neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like the hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places.